This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Speaking St. Louis Cardinals broadcast. Right now we have attorney Brad Young, who's with us every Thursday afternoon and usually many other days besides that. Hello, Brad.
Hey, Dave.
So let's start out with sort of big news. It's not fomented yet, not fully baked, but there is going to be some sort of a challenge to gay marriage. Can you walk us through what that is and is not?
Sure. Everyone might or may not remember, there was a woman named Kim Davis. She was a former Kentucky County clerk who just refused to issue a marriage license to a gay couple. That went up. There was a whole bunch of cases that were consolidated at the Supreme Court level, but it came down to something called Obergefell versus Hodges. And in 2015, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled 5-4 that gay marriage was legal. And so now, though, she was ordered as part of the underlying case, Kim Davis was, to pay some of the costs and penalties as a result of her refusal to issue the marriage license. And so she's now filed an appeal at the end of July of this order to file to pay some fees and expenses. Mm-hmm. So she's filed an appeal of that. She wants this to go back up to the Supreme Court and ask the Supreme Court to revisit the Obergefell decision. We have a different Supreme Court makeup now than we did in 2015, and her goal is to try to get the U.S. Supreme Court to reverse its opinion in 2015 that legalized gay marriage.
So, Brad, what are the possible reasons that the current Supreme Court would say yes to that?
Well, the only reasons that they would is if some of the existing justices who are new, who didn't get a chance to weigh in on that issue, it might come out differently. I was looking at the breakdown of the Obergefell decision, and there were justices who dissented. Justice Roberts dissented. Scalia dissented. He's, of course, deceased. And you've got Thomas and Alito that are still on the court. But now you have you also have Amy Coney Barrett on the court as well. And so if you get a different makeup of the court, the feelings might be, hey, let's revisit this and we could take this in a new direction.
So it's just that simple, huh? I mean, do they even couch it in terms of, well, in the interest of the federal system, blah, blah? Or do they just go like, yeah, let's take another shot at this thing?
Well, yeah. That's a great question. I don't really see Supreme Court justices saying, hey, let's take another shot at this thing. You know, we kind of couch them in black robes and mm-hmm. speaking in words we don't understand. But the bottom line is, even though I think this is certainly what this county clerk from Kentucky, Kim Davis, wants to do, I don't see the Supreme Court doing this. I don't see any big movement to change. Plus, even if you look at some of the dissenting justices in that opinion from 2015, a lot of them are pretty much free choice advocates. Mm-hmm. And this kind of goes against that if you want to get that overturned. So, yeah, it's getting a lot of publicity, Dave, that she's filing this appeal. But frankly, I really don't see it going anywhere.
Okay, very good. Automated license plate readers are watching you as we speak.
Well, this, you know, one of the things that I've always been a big advocate of, speaking of freedom, like we just talked about, is freedom from government intrusion. And this raises an interesting issue because many, many police departments, including many right here in the St. Louis area, use what's called license plate readers. And unlike red light cameras that ostensibly, if you run through a red light and a red light camera gets you over in Illinois, you've at least broken some type of law, and then they look into it. But with license plate readers, 99.9% of the license plates that are read and analyzed, those people haven't done any crimes. Mm-hmm. And so to me, and there's a there's a fourth and even perhaps even a fifth amendment issue with these types of readers, because you're essentially investigating law-abiding citizens to see if they've done anything wrong, as opposed to reacting once there's evidence that someone has done something wrong. It may seem like an esoterical difference, but I look for more of these challenges coming because you're in essence investigating law-abiding citizens.
So, Brad, do you know how this works? I mean, are there all these machines out there on telephone poles and there's a group of people in Jefferson City watching them? Or how does it actually facilitate all this?
Well, the individual police departments put them up. And if you've gone through any intersection and you see a camera there, a lot of those cameras are left over from the days when red light cameras were legal in Missouri. But a lot of those cameras can be repurposed to being license plate readers. Now, one of the things that always irks me is when I see someone with a temp tag that's 3 years old. I'm like, dude, you know, just come on, pay your taxes, get your license plate. Don't be driving on that. But yet again, I got pulled over. I bought a new car once and I was pulled over within 24 hours because my license plate didn't match my car.
Right.
And at that point, yeah, I was doing something wrong. But I'm like, if you could catch me that fast, why can't you catch all these yahoos who are driving on expired temp tags? Mm-hmm. But on this camera that's being used right now in Missouri and in the greater St. Louis area, someone, and I even talked to an attorney who's considering this, is filing a class action lawsuit alleging that everyone who's ever driven past one of these readers has been victimized by being investigated when they haven't done anything wrong. And I look for a class action lawsuit on that, and then probably in the very near future.
I have a question related to this.
Yeah.
So is the difference that this is a government agency? Because we have surveillance cameras, you have Ring cams, you've got businesses that have them outside there. And those things aren't being proactively used to chase people down. And from what I saw, I think Fox 2 had a story on this where they said that this is only the plan is this is only to track big things like missing persons, stolen vehicles. They're not using it to like hand out traffic tickets and things along those lines. So what is that the difference that, you know, if it's a police department or a county or a city, that it's a government agency doing it rather than a private business?
100% Wheels, you nailed it. But keep in mind, if you go over into Illinois has something called the Illinois Biometric Information Privacy Act. And under that law, even private companies are restricted in how they can use cameras. Private businesses are restricted, and they have to provide warnings and give you an opportunity to opt out and all of these things. And lots of companies get sued in Illinois for violation of this Biometric Information Privacy Act. But at least for here in Missouri, yes, it's the fact that the government's doing it. And if the government's doing it, it could be an invasion on your privacy.
Thank you, Brad. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.